Let's start this season off right. Niños y niñas, señores y señoritas, luchadores and luchadores. Yes, check this out right here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. It is Lucha. Lucha is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And I am the host, Finn Fish. And on this week's show, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Me going to wrestling shows, me getting a new shirt, me watching the first episode of season 4 of Lucha Underground. We got so much to talk about. Let's just start off with the brand new design. I hope you've seen it. It's up on my Twitter. It should be up on this feed as a picture. And I hope you guys like it, because guess what? Every Lucha Underground shirt I have ordered and every Lucha Underground I have sent out to people was for free. That's right, people. I sent out my Lucha shirt out for free, and this is a brand new killer design. Let me give a little props to who I don't remember the guy's name. I don't have it around from the top of my head. But the process I went through to get this brand new logo. I heard about this Fiverr.com. Fiverr. Make sure I don't say the R too many times. There's two R's on the word five. And I went there, and I initially seen a person who made beautiful design. I'm like, okay, I'm looking for a design. I wasn't looking for a mascot. I'm like, okay, and I told this person, I want this, these colors, this. They come back to me with garbage. And I'm like, no, you didn't listen to a word I said. I didn't want that. I didn't want this. Try it again. Then it came back and they misspelled my name. They misspelled fish. I can understand the fit, but I typed this all in, so it was one in anyways. But nope, they messed up and it's like, okay. So I asked for my money back, but I told the people at Fiverr, I go, I want to use your service, so I do not want a refund. You can just credit me and I'll go somewhere else, trust me. But I do want to I do not want these designs. These are garbage. And the next guy I found, I'm like, okay, I like they show sample art. I'm like, I like it. So I contacted him and I gave him a detailed list of what I wanted. I showed him the old designs. And I'm like, okay, something like this, something like that. It came back perfect. I say 99% perfect, because I wanted the wrestler a little bit darker. This is not his fault, because if he'd have made him darker, the background would have had to been lighter. So, you know, it would have been a different contrast. But other than that, I really, really love the design. It is super cool, super sleek, and guess what? We're going to have a luchadora. That's right. We're going to have a woman luchat shirt. It could be for men. It could be for whatever. We're going to have that design coming out here very soon. But if you want a brand new shirt, it's simple and easy. You promote the show. Tag me in anything, and you promote the show, and I'll send you a shirt. It's as simple as that. Ask people from the past. I've sent them out shirts 100% free shipping, handling overseas, anywhere and everywhere. I've sent the shirts out at my own cost out to people because they promoted the show and they listened. And I like that. I enjoy that people had done that. So, yeah, and I might add stickers. I'm thinking about getting some stickers as well. But, yeah, just, you know, hit me up and maybe we'll talk about what you could do to get your free Luchat t-shirt. And, let's see. I also been up to getting into some Lucha shows. That's right. There is a Lucha Expo happening in Las Vegas. And I don't know if you know where I live at. That's Las Vegas. And it's happening at the end of August. August 31st and September 1st. That's a Friday, Saturday in Las Vegas. I should know. I live here all the time. So it wouldn't matter to me. But it's great. And I think the All-In show that that Cody Rhodes and them are having is at the same time. But, you know, this is Lucha, so I don't think they're going to have that many people. But right there is going to be CMLL. So I know one of our producers, Anna New Orleans, is psyched about that because some of her favorite wrestlers are CMLL. So that's going to be cool. They said Pentagon, Phoenix is going to be there, some of the Crash promotions. Conan is doing a podcast from there. Maybe I might do something, maybe, you know. But a few other smaller promotions, but I think it's going to be very good to get out and meet this Lucha world, because I'm into Lucha. Lucha is my favorite style of wrestling to watch. And, you know, a lot of people are adapting that style into their wrestling now, but it's okay. I still like it. I mean, you don't have to be Latin or, you know, from you know, Central America to wrestle Lucha. So, but man, I just want to spew out and tell you guys anything and everything. But let me tell you this first. I was supposed to be at these tapings of Lucha Underground. It's in a new place, a new temple they built. It looks cleaner. I had to watch it on my laptop, you know, the various means, but for now. But I was like, okay, the temple looks pretty cool. I would have seen it in person. But that weekend, the weekend after, I was still out of town. I went to Wyoming with my girlfriend because her daughter was having a baby. So that was the reason I was not at these tapings. And every time I watch Lucha Underground, I mention that to her. But it was nice to be out there because I met the WIR's very own The Rock. We hang out, have some beers and some pizza, and you know, just find out about each other's lifestyle. It was a pretty cool experience. I rather did that than gone to Lucha Underground. Let me get too far into that because this episode was great. But let me give you some departure news from Lucha Underground. We are obviously we see Rey Mysterio has not re-signed, and Prince Puma was showed the door at the end of the season. People think he didn't want to re-sign his contract. It was already written in the stars that that was going to happen to him at the start of the second season. They knew this was happening to the guy. So he just wanted to speed the time up because he's like, all right, hurry up and air these episodes so I can get on to the WWE. More recently, we have seen the departures of Jack Evans and Angelico. I heard some rumblings about Angelico. Jack Evans is just whatever. I wouldn't bat two eyes at it. I don't care. But so those are the departures. Now, I know a few more. I want to confirm these. I do not look up Lucha Underground news. I don't go too deep into it because it contains a lot of spoilers. People try to be slick and add a spoiler in there. Former champion is coming. No. I just want that particular news. So if you see a spoiler and you see some other news that's not a spoiler, you go ahead and hit me up with that information. And I'll pass it on to everyone else, but I try not to catch any spoilers for Lucha Underground so it can be authentic to me, so I can give it authentically to you. So as I see or go through the season, as I see one person, we'll get into that person, who that person may or may not be coming up, but I will let you know, as much as I can without spoiling myself or you. But yeah, damn, I just want to ramble. Like I said, I just want to ramble on because I miss this. I miss doing Loot Chat because Loot Chat is super fun for me. I get to watch a fresh show that no one's really watching, getting people's more eyes on that product, getting it out there, spreading the message. And you know, I did get the message out there this week on Facebook. Lucha Underground put up a post of Johnny Mundo and the other Mundo. I forget his name. Blanking on his name right now. They're in looking at each other, about to throw down. And they always had to capture this caption. And I put, "This is like when Mundos collide." And then it got over in a matter of seconds, over 20 likes. And then it kept growing and growing. And that's the most things I ever got liked through Lucha Underground, except for the time Derek Corto cussed me out. But that's another story for another time. But that was pretty cool. People were liking that. People were commenting and singing the rest of the song. This is like when worlds collide, the Power Man 5000, what's it called? But yeah, so that was pretty cool. Like I said, but man, I just want to tell you all that happened throughout the time, the season in between the seasons of Lucha Underground. But I guess we got plenty of time this season to let you know what's happening within my time of being gone and what's next for the show and all such of things like that. But man, are you feeling it? Because I'm feeling it. You guys ready? Do you know what to do? Hit my fight music. Let's get into episode 1 of season 4 of Lucha Underground, Aztec Warfare. We start this episode off with some highlights from last season as we get the winner of the Gauntlet of the Gods being Mil Mortis, but King Cuerno taking it from him. We have the formation of the Trios Champions as Willie Mack wins the Battle Royal and then gets a title shot. But the Dante Fox and then kill shot. We get Pentagon Jr. pinning Prince Puma to gain the Lucha Underground World title. And we get the death of Dario Cuervo. Now I guess we're in real time as we see Dario Cuervo laying in his casket as his papa, his father, and the man who killed him is standing there going over how much Cuervos don't make friends as much as they make enemies. And now that he will be running Lucha Underground in a new place in the new temple. And now we are in the temple as Melissa Santos starts a 10-bell salute for Dario Cuervo, but Antonio, I like that one, Antonio Cuervo comes out and just knocks all that shit over. Like, yeah, I quit with this bullshit. You're in my temple now. We got some new rules. And we're going to start this off right with a match he invented. Antonio Cuervo says he invented. It is Aztec Warfare. We're going to bring out the first two competitors. And it is Killshot and the Mac, the two-thirds of the Trios champions. And they said Dante Fox isn't showing up. So is Dante Fox not in this season of Lucha Underground? I don't know yet. Maybe he isn't. I should have put that in the departures, but okay. And the next guy that comes out would be their trio's partner. And it's just kind of funny because I thought it was going to be Big Rick. If it was Big Rick, I would have did a cartwheel. Unfortunately, it wasn't Big Rick. It was none other than Son of Havoc. Okay. Didn't like the choice, but whatever. Get the guy something to do. You know, he's a crowd favorite down there. Throw a bell on the man, whatever. So they start off the gift of the gods. They start off the Aztec Warfare match with those three inside the ring. At number four is none other than the King of Sleaze himself, Joy Ryan. I watched episode of Lucha Underground with my girlfriend, and this particular episode, and she looked at this goof and was like, sure, dude. So yeah, he's all right. He plays an undercover cop on this show, so that's pretty cool, right? Then he just, you know, does this typical thing, goes down and handcuffs himself to the inside of the ring ropes. Okay. At number five, none other than Mr. Spectacular. I think my girlfriend liked, but let's skip all that. Mr. Spectacular is getting his ass handed to him as we get Willie Mack running in for a splash, rolls out of it, you know, doing a little bit of taunting, and out of nowhere, his own partner, Killshot, pins him to eliminate Willie Mack from Aztec Warfare. At number six is none other than the Lucha Underground champion himself, Pentagon Dark. You know, this is goofy. Pentagon clears the ring. Joy Ryan, you know, is telling him to, you know, do some dive, do something. Pentagon turns around. Joy Ryan uncuffs himself. I don't know why I'm going into so much detail with this, but he uncuffs himself, hits Pentagon like a bitch, just like taps him on the back. Pentagon turns around and it turns him inside out and then pins Joy Ryan. See you later, buddy. Then we get another elimination pretty quickly after that as we get a package power driver from Pentagon onto Killshot. And out of nowhere, we get Son of Havoc hitting the shooting star press to eliminate Killshot. And at number seven, it is the innovator of violence himself, Tommy Dreamer. And you know, this match is about to get extreme. Inside the ring, Mr. Spectacular is eliminated by Pentagon Dark with a super kick to the face. And at number eight, it is Mariposa. Mariposa, my ass. This does not look like Mariposa. Okay. This is not shaped like Mariposa. So, I don't know if Mariposa got a little bit healthier during the off season, but she doesn't look like Mariposa. And listening to this episode, I watched every episode of Lucha Underground twice. Once for just the, you know, don't have to worry about recording or talking to anyone. It's just me enjoying it as a fan. And I go back a second time to, you know, see if I miss anything and to do the recording of this show. Going back the second time, I heard. Definitely heard, I think I heard Matt Striker call her Mariposa. So, is that something? Well, it's not now because Mariposa has been eliminated by Son of Havoc after a springboard cutter, pretty much. But this is going to suck. Outside the ring, we get Tommy Dreamer and Pentagon Dark just wrestling out there on the bleachers, well, on the wooden steps out there. And this fucker, Tommy Dreamer, dumps tacks everywhere. Okay, these are like wooden bleachers. There's nothing that you got to push everything to the floor off to the side. You can't go through the bleachers. So that seems doomed for someone because you can't sit your ass back down. So for that, bro, that kind of sucks for them. Back inside the ring, see you later, Tommy. It was a dream because you have been eliminated from Aztec Warfare by Pentagon, who hits a double stomp on your ass. At number 9, it is none other than Vicente Massaro. Sorry, Vicente, even though you brought up, it's funny. He's walking down the steps. It looks like the same temple. Then they have steps down to the ring. They actually have a door that flies open when the wrestlers come out. That's pretty cool. But he comes out, and a pizza delivery driver meets him at the bottom of the steps. They hand him a pizza. Vicente stiffs the guy for the tip or even the bill. I guess there's a tip. Maybe he tipped him on the credit card. You could tip before when you use your card sometimes. I order out a lot, so I know you could tip. So he's probably looking for a double tip. So that guy should have got stiffed. Vinny tried to hand Pentagon Dark a slice of pizza. Pentagon Dark's like, Seattle Mero, fool, and hits him with that, not the package power driver, it's a spit out power driver, something in my bob. You gotta check it out because I don't know what they really call it. But at number 10 is my boy. I always like this guy. It is none other than Supermex Hernandez. Hernandez gets eliminated quickly as Pentagon knocks him down, breaks his arm, and pins him. And another elimination comes very fast after that as Pentagon Dark hits a perfectly timed lung blower on Son of Havoc. Oh man, Son of Havoc was going for that rebound move when he jumps into the ropes. And perfect lung blower. And at the entrance at a number 11 is none other than Johnny Mundo. As Johnny makes it to the ring, it's only him and Pentagon. They rest tussle for a bit, and they say the number 12th entrant is none other than, no one comes out. They say it was Angelico. I think that was pretty funny. But actually, someone does come out, and it's none other than Ricky Mundo. As Ricky Mundo makes his way down to the ring with his some creepy looking doll. Mundo and Ricky get into a little bit of tussle. Johnny Mundo's like, focus, dude. Ricky's focused on the doll instead. So Mundo beats his ass and pins him. Ricky has been eliminated. And at number 13, they say lucky number 13 is the man that rises from the ashes. It is none other than Phoenix, the only Triple Crown winner in Lucha Underground. And at number 14 is Jeremiah Crane. At number 15 is Mil Muertes. And, you know, we got a little bit of beef between Mil Muertes and Jeremiah Crane. So, you know, this is going to be fun. But not for Mil Muertes. Everyone just beats his ass with a couple of moves. And he gets eliminated. And Katrina looks pissed, but she still looks good. At number 16 is Daga. We haven't seen a Daga in a while. He comes out with the infectious smile of Cobra Moon. I could look at that lady's smile all day. Just a beautiful smile. Oh my god, I say that a lot, but she does. But at number 17 is none other than Chavito Chavo Guerrero, and they need to do some explaining. No olive branch bullshit that Mike Striker said. They need to explain how Chavo Guerrero is brought back, you know. But it's okay. I mean, more or less whatever. Jeremiah Crane wasn't paying attention as Pentagon just catches him, flips him, and pins his punk ass. Chavo Guerrero has a weird pin on Phoenix, and he just hits a suplex and pins him, so I don't know. We get Johnny Mundo hitting the end of the world on Daga, and Daga's eliminated. Now, it's number 18 down to the ring as another than King Cuerno, and number 19, one of my people you should be watching, my top prospect. I don't really pick people to go to WWE, but it is this guy. It is Dragon Azteca Jr. I've seen this guy under a mask under four or five different names wrestling. I know it's him because I know it's built and everything. So, like, Ray Horn, Ed Horn and Hijo de Rey Mysterio. So, this guy's good. Yeah, WWE should pick this guy up if they want a young Latin star. Cobra Moon comes back with the Luchasaurus Vivera, who just starts beating the crap out of Johnny Mundo. And then our last and final entrant into Aztec Warfare is none other than Marty the Moth Martinez, who has actually been on Lucha Chat. That is right. We interviewed Marty the Moth. On Lucha Chat, we only interviewed people who were in Lucha Underground, believe it or not. So, yeah. He picks up the dead carcass of Johnny Mundo after the damage Vivera has done on him and pins him. Let's go through some more eliminations real quick. He was the last entrant. Dragon Azteca gets eliminated by King Cuerno after a big time frog splash. Chavito pins King Cuerno after hitting the gory special on his ass. And Pit the Gondark pins Chavo Guerrero, eliminating him. And now it's down to Marty the Moth Martinez and Pentagon Jr. And at this time, I knew Pentagon was winning. There's no way in hell this guy's supposed to lose. But they got me. They fucking got me. One time they got me. But that was the only time they got me, because Pentagon picks up the win. The first guy to actually keep his title. There's been four Aztec Warfares, and he's the first to go in with the title and leave with the title. So that's a pretty big accomplishment coming out the first season of first episode of season 4 of Lucha Underground. But before the night is over, we get Antonio Cuerto saying, "You know what? My son would have made you wrestle again after all that, but I'm a promoter and I'm going to promote this match. You will be defending your Lucha Underground world title against my only son, Matanza Cuerto." So I missed Pentagon winning the going to be the first person to go in with his title on Dragon Aztec Warfare and leaving. And I'm going to miss Matanza Cuerto versus Pentagon Dark. I'm upset, to say the least. But this is another good show, and I didn't go into too much detail. Everything this is a, you know, these multi-man matches, it's really hard to get into details. So this gets you a little bit of understanding of Lucha Underground. Maybe you will go in and just watch the episode, see if you like it. If not, just listen to the show and I'll run it down for you. And I guess we do the recap of the recap. Pentagon eliminated a lot of people. One Aztec Warfare 4. But we have many easy ways for you to reach the show. For one, you can find me on Twitter. It is FinFishSCU on Twitter. Just look me up, man. You want to send an email? That is simple. That is finfish@gmail.com. And we have the chat line. Don't forget the chat line, people. It was the hottest way for people to reach the show in the past. It is still the same. If you want to chat about Lucha Libre, you have a comment, you have some stuff you want to just send over really quickly, do so. I mean, it's cool. This 702-803-2428, 702-803-CHAT, and you will be able to leave a voicemail there and chat about any type of Lucha Libre wrestling in general that you want to talk about. You want to talk about, what's that guy's name? Andrade Cien Almas. You want to talk about all the Latin talent down in TNA, or up there in TNA, near in Canada. But either way, you want to talk about Lucha Libre wrestling in general, you can leave it there and I'll play it on the show. Give your opinions on whatever you want. But I want to thank the Trending Topics Network for letting this show happen on their network. I want to thank my producer Anna New Orleans hooking me up with a lot of interviews. We slowed that down because of the season, but girl, we're gonna need you to pick it back up and let's get some interviews from Lucha Underground stars, or, you know, Lucha Libre stars around the world. I want to thank our financial backer. That's Romeda Joe. Me and Romeda had done a show way back. It was Finn in the NYC, where we covered the Mae Young Classic. So thanks for her financial help. She definitely will be receiving a Lucha t-shirt. She'll be receiving both. That is main reason we're making the Lucha Girl shirt. Is primarily for her, so thank her, because she's the one that's been helping this show out behind the scenes financially. And, you know, I definitely want to thank you all. And maybe next week we have a little bit more time, and I can call up Booker T, I believe. Maybe if you want to hear that, you know, teach us some of that El Español that he does. That'd be pretty cool, but, you know. I'm glad that you had one in the chat. And fucking shit, I'm so glad you wanted to chat with me about Lucha Underground. And now that we have Lucha-ed, thank you very much, and adios.